for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, December the 26th, 1999. Gene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is the teacher of the afternoon. This is the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Now, we've been having services, deliverance services like this in the afternoon for ever since, long before ever knew Gene. Anybody else here except maybe Fern, and then Gene and Moody and Gene Post. But the services like we have here this afternoon, we've been having here for 25 years. 27 years ago, Labor Day, we acquired this property. 25 years ago, September, we had our first meeting here. And we've been having meetings here ever since then, just like this. When I think about it, I'm the oldest person that's been in the deliverance ministry that I know that's living today. Well, no, I take that back. Derek Prince. Derek Prince is because he's one of my teachers. And then everybody since then, why, we've been around this way before they were and had something to do in part of their lives, in most of the lives of those who are or have been in the deliverance ministry. We've had something to do with their lives. So this is not something new here at the campground, and it's not something, but it's something that is needed by all of us. And that the amazing thing is that some of the names that's come along, if we had their name out that they were going to be here this afternoon, the place would be full. But we were here before they were. We were here before they were. But the Lord brings those who are hungry of heart. Who are hungry. And I understand they had a good service upstairs with the ladies this afternoon. And Gene had a good meeting down here, the Lord did, with the fellas. And I appreciated he taught a little bit from one of the teachings that's in the deliverance manual. He taught a little bit, and then everybody joined in with what he was talking about. And I was sitting over here working, and I really enjoyed listening. It was worthwhile. I think that I might follow up one afternoon on what about teaching about what the parents ought to teach their children as well. When they were teaching, why that came to me. Now, I've done this many times, and to me it's something that's needed. What we should teach and how we should teach our children about the things that the Scripture says, what it says, what we should do and should not do. So I think I'll do that one afternoon before the week's over. But right now, Gene's going to come and teach for a while, and then we're going to maybe have some discussion. And then we always practice in the afternoon. We always practice what's taught. Okay? So, Gene, come and take your place, and I'll go sit down.
Praise God. Can everybody hear me? Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Have you ever heard of the three R's? Rejection, root of bitterness, rebellion. Well, how about the three P's? Psychoneurosis, psychopathic, and psychosis. These are three lessons that Earlene developed. She taught psychoneurosis here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach on the delinquent personality, psychosis. And then the next time I'm going to teach on the psychopathic. And we're going to have deliverance as usual. We'll practice what we preach. General. Now, realize Earlene wrote this, and Earlene is with the Lord. Gene and I have come to believe that a lot of delinquency is the result of homes out of divine order. Neglect or hate for the children and abuse of children hardens their hearts and leaves the child unable to enter society and fulfill his divine purpose. When people are hurt and do not completely forgive, they let Satan's demons minister to them, and build a demonic personality in their mind and body. This personality is not normal, and it usually is not pleasant. It is the healing to the body and mind to completely forgive, holding nothing back. When you have nothing against others, the next step is to forgive yourself completely. Then, with obedience to the biblical principles, you can build a healthy mind. It will not be easy, but it will be the most exciting thing you will ever do. One common ingredient in all delinquent personalities is the almost total lack of godly principles. What is the root cause of most personality problems? In the people we have worked with, it has originated with a very serious rejection. The ultimate rejection is the murder of the unborn. An attempted abortion which failed, or at 9 months of the parents wishing you would die before or at birth. You may think these things do not affect people, but they do. As a result of not being wanted, a person will spend a lifetime trying every means he can think of to get people to accept him. If he cannot get a feeling of acceptance, he will become increasingly more removed from normalcy. Becoming more bitter, he will eventually rebel against all authority. Children who are betrayed through abuse can hardly trust anyone, even God. They cannot comprehend true love, therefore they cannot accept or comprehend the love of Jesus. Cannot understand abiding health, therefore they cannot understand the work of the Holy Spirit. God does not promise a life without pain or loss, but he shows us how to respond to all parts of our life. Read Hebrews 12 and don't neglect to read the last page. Let's get our Bibles and read Hebrews 12. And I've been talking for hours here, so I want a volunteer to come up. Bring your King James. You got to have King James. Bring your King James version up here or use mine. And I want you to come up here with me so I can get this on the microphone. And come up here and I want you to read the whole chapter. Come on up, brother. Read the whole chapter of Hebrews 12.
Set the mic over there and I'll turn it on. George.
George, use that mic right away.
And I'll turn it on.
12.
Hebrews chapter 12 in the King James Version.
Okay. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
Thank you, Brother George. God does not promise a life without pain or loss, but he shows us how to respond to all parts of our life. Read Hebrews 12 and don't neglect to read the last thing. Most crimes against people and property are committed by people suffering from manias. Theft, arson, rape, assault, murder are some of the acts that neurotics commit. Some crimes are committed by retarded people. Professional criminals usually have rejected all or part of social ethics. They're usually burglars, robbers, confidence men, racketeers, gangsters, and killers. Sometimes they desire to be caught and punished because this relieves repressed guilt feelings. Those criminals who feel no guilt or remorse over their acts are psychopathic personalities and will be discussed later. Today we'll study psychotic behavior. As you will see, in many cases, the same problem exists in neurosis, but to a greater degree. In society, consistent, serious, and inappropriate disobedience of the written and unwritten laws is considered a sign of abnormal behavior. Okay, got one more verse, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. 2 Timothy 3:1-5 lists abnormal behavior from God's point of view. Organic psychosis. There are many causes of organic psychosis. Inborn brain defects, brain infections, intoxication, head injuries, circulation disorders, seizures, bodily changes of growth and aging, tumors or cancers, and unknown physical causes. Each of these conditions can alter behavior so severely that it appears irrational and prevents adjustments. God can heal any of these disorders. General paresis is due to syphilitic damage to the brain. It causes indifference to neatness, punctuality, and normal interest. Person becomes irritable or overly sentimental. Efficiency, memory, energy, and intellect declines. Speech becomes slurred. If not treated, degeneration ends in death. Alcoholic and drug reactions. Alcohol and drugs are used to relieve anxiety and guilt feelings and to suppress hurtful emotions. Alcohol and drugs relieve the tensions by depression in the nervous system, starting in the brain. Behavior is regressive. The more drugs or drinks taken, the more immature the person becomes. Alcohol and drugs do nothing to solve problems. At the drunken stage, he is psychotic. Without salvation and deliverance, the alcoholic has little hope of cure. His descent is continually downward until death takes him. Psychotic behavior. Psychotic behavior may be thought of as the last-ditch effort of the mind to deal with the anxiety aroused by emotion or mental psychotic shocks. A psychotic cannot deal with anxiety, and his symptoms serve to help him escape the shock. If a person accepts this behavioral pattern, finds comfort in it, and has no desire to change somewhat along the way, a demon can come in. Then he feels he cannot change and usually will not cooperate with those who would help. Psychotic depression is expressed three ways: emotionally, physically, and intellectually. Emotionally, a severely depressed person feels overwhelmingly sad, hopeless, worthless, and helpless. They also have fears of catastrophe, complete discouragement, and will give up in the face of problems. Physically, they may claim physical problems they don't really have, hypochondriac. Intellectually, they will try to make it look like they are unable to learn. They will choose to live on a level below their abilities. In middle age, people are sometimes shocked by the realization that they're mortal, have less energy, and sometimes illness. They have regrets for past failures and a wasted life with fear of future and death. As a boy or girl, disappointed in love sometimes seems to enjoy the misery, so do these people. Sometimes this ends in suicide. Manic depressive has alternating episodes of great depression, anger, or great elation. Sometimes only one symptom is present, or they may vacillate between symptoms. Psychotic mania. An extremely outgoing person talks excessively and loudly, laughs, shouts, mind flits from thing to thing, ignores chaste moral conduct, may be sexually promiscuous, and is a rebel. Schizophrenia. A split mind. James 1, 4 through 6. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. This person has periods of inconsistency and is undependable, ignores reality, and reacts largely to their hallucinations. Thinks only their ideas are the right ones. They're often apathetic, lose interest in living. They deny reality, disregarding the reality they see. Their emotions are withdrawn from reality into fantasy, and they do not care to relate or communicate with friends or family. Talks only of his fantasies. Schizophrenia sometimes is helped along by this common trait of people. We tend, especially when young, to ignore the truly important things and expend great energy on unimportant things. Many become prostitutes, druggers, or boozers, bums, delinquents, wanderers, and thieves. They're indifferent to pain or the pain they cause and blame others for all shortcomings. Acute schizophrenic panic. Sudden panic, non-stopping, resulting in nervous breakdown. Catatonic schizophrenia, hostile to society and selves. It is shown two ways: total withdrawal, sitting in stupor, or excessive aggression. In catatonic state, the person is keenly observing everything. If a catatonic shifts to extremely excited stage, the underlying hostility may force him to kill. Sometimes at this time, they have superhuman demonic strength. Hebephrenic schizophrenia, a youthful mind. Often seen in people trying to take back baby or childish ways. Symptoms are silliness, disassociated emotions, peculiar delusions, hallucinations, making meaningless grimaces or gestures, and inability to communicate. This behavior reflects a complete break with human concepts of conduct and substitution of a fantasy reality. Paranoid schizophrenic has also disordered emotions and thinking with delusions of persecutions or grandeur. His delusions help him hide the source of the problem and deny any responsibility for failure. When competition threatens, delusions of persecution are used to deny failure or frustration. Paranoias grow out of childish adjustments to unpleasant reality. He will apply intelligence and energy to perfecting a hypothesis that is factually false but emotionally true. He is unwilling to test his emotionally true conclusion objectively or to look at it logically. Paranoics often strive excessively for success or leadership and suffer greatly mentally if they fail. tranquilizing drugs. Many times we are working with a schizophrenic person and the demon will give his name. It would be the name of one of the tranquilizing drugs. The demons claim to let the person appear relieved of some symptoms as long as they get the drug. Major symptoms of schizophrenia, positive symptoms, hallucinations, auditory, somatic tactile, visual, delusions of being controlled, delusions of mind reading, delusions of reference, guilt, grandiose, persecutory, religious, somatic, thought broadcasting, thought insertion, thought withdrawal, positive formal thought disorder, circumstantiality, derailment, distractible speech, illogicality, incoherence, pressure of speech, tangentiality, bizarre behavior, aggressive, agitated, clothing appearance, repetitive stereotype, social, sexual behavior, negative sensing, affective flattening, affective non-responsivity, decreased spontaneous movements, inappropriate affect, lack of vocal inflections, paucity of expressive gestures, poor eye contact, unchanging facial expression, alogia, blocking, increase in response latency, poverty of speech content, anhedonia associativa, few recreational interests, few social relationships, impaired intimacy, little sexual interest, attention, social inattentiveness during testing, abolition, apathy, impaired personal appearance, lack of persistence, physical anergia. Major symptoms of depression and mania. Symptoms of depression: depressed mood, loss of interest and pleasure, irritability, sadness, decrease or increase in appetite, insomnia, psychomotor agitation or retardation, fatigue, feelings of worthlessness, excessive guilt, poor concentration, suicide thoughts, symptoms of mania, elevated mood, irritability, inflated self-esteem or grandiosity, decreased need for sleep, flight of ideas, excessive talking, pressured speech, distractibility, increased physical activities, increased pleasurable activities, psychomotor agitation. Schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a collection of symptoms characterized by thought disorders. Thought disorders reflect a break between the cognitive and the emotional sides of one's personality. Schizophrenic symptoms appear in early adulthood. Positive symptoms of schizophrenia include hallucinations, delusions, thought disorders, and bizarre behavior. Negative symptoms include flattened affect, alogia, anhedonia, attentional deficits, and apathy. There appears to be a genetic predisposition to acquire schizophrenia. Schizophrenia may result from neurodevelopmental defects occurring in fetal life. Factors that may contribute to neurodevelopmental alterations include early exposure to a viral infection, prenatal nutritional deficiencies, and prenatal complications. The manifestation of positive and negative symptoms is not a diagnosis of schizophrenia. Schizophrenic-like symptoms also occur from head injury, metabolic disturbances, temporal lobe epilepsy, toxic insults, substance abuse, and other psychiatric conditions. Mood disorders, depression, and mania. Emotional states that are unremitting and disrupt normal functioning of the individual are called mood disorders. Major depression and mania are two common mood disorders. The former is characterized by an intense and sustained unpleasant state of sadness and hopelessness, whereas the latter is characterized by extreme levels of energy and euphoria. Individuals with recurrent patterns of depression and mania have a bipolar illness. There is a strong genetic predisposition to develop depression and bipolar illnesses. Psychosocial stressors appear to be important precipitating factors underlying the first episode of major depression. Hallucinations and delusions may occur during depression and mania. Anxiety disorders. Fear and anxiety are normal emotional states that reflect individuals of evolutionary heritage. However, an anxiety disorder may develop when these states become uncontrollable. Panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder are examples of intense fear and anxiety states that require psychiatric treatment. Panic disorder consists of panic attacks characterized by intense autonomic arousal. In addition, heightened fear and anxiety states occur both during and between panic attacks. During a panic attack, the individual experiences multiple symptoms, including lightheadedness, a pounding heart, and difficulty in breathing. The intense activation of cardiovascular and respiratory systems occurs spontaneously and may last up to 1 hour. Generalized anxiety disorder is characterized as excessive and persistent worries about life events, marital relationships, job performance, social status. Individuals with GAD exhibit varying levels of motor disturbances, emotional arousal, and irritability that may be linked to fluctuations in stress. They also may suffer from depression. Okay, PTSD results from exposure to a life-threatening or traumatic event. Individuals with PTSD have recurring thoughts of the terrifying event. Reenactment of the event varies in duration from a few seconds or hours to several days. Individuals with major depression with panic disorder are lacking strong social support and are vulnerable to develop PTSD. Okay, now that's looking at it from a medical standpoint and a psychiatric standpoint and a spiritual standpoint. Now, okay, how would y'all like to stand up and say a long prayer? I got several prayers here I'm going to take you through. And then we're going to go through massive deliverance. Praise God. Take a stretch. Get that blood flowing. Take a good stretch. Get rid of that sleepiness. I drive away every demon of sleepiness in Jesus' name. Okay, y'all ready?
Ready.
Now, Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus Christ,
I believe you died on the cross for my sins
and rose again from the
dead. You redeemed me by your blood,
and I belong to you,
and I want to live for you.
I confess all my sins,
known and unknown.
I'm sorry for them all.
I renounce them all.
I forgive all others
as I want you to forgive me.
Forgive me now
and cleanse me with your blood.
I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ,
which cleanses me now from all sin.
And I come to you now as my deliverer.
You know my special needs,
the thing that binds,
that torments,
that defiles,
that evil spirit,
that unclean spirit.
I claim the promise of your word.
Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
I call upon you now.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
deliver me and set me free.
Satan,
I renounce you and all your works.
I loose myself from you.
In the name of Jesus.
And I command you to leave me right now in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus Christ,
I forgive my ancestors and descendants.
And ask you to forgive and bless them.
Forgive me for my many sins.
And I forgive myself for sins against my body.
I break all curses,
hexes,
vexes,
and demonic ties that bind.
I break all soul ties
caused by witchcraft
or sexual sins.
Lord Jesus,
restore my fragmented soul,
mind, will, and emotions.
Send your angels out
to recover anything
that was stolen from me.
Lord Jesus,
stir up the demons
in my subconscious mind
so that they can be identified
and cast out.
All these things
we ask in the blessed name
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
our Lord, Master, and Savior. We now take authority over Satan
and all the forces of evil
according to the whole Word of God,
and command that you obey
Him.
Satan,
we come against all powers,
principalities,
evil forces in this world,
and spiritual wickedness in high places.
We come against all demons,
inside or outside,
of anyone present,
over this city,
state,
nation and world,
in hell or out of hell.
The Bible says,
behold,
I give unto you power
to tread on serpents and scorpions,
and over all the power of the enemy,
and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
We intend to exercise that power
to set ourselves free.
Satan,
we come against you
by the power and blood of Jesus Christ,
by the Word of God,
by the name of Jesus,
by the authority of the believer,
in the unity of our spirits.
Satan,
we tell you
that we sit in heavenly places
with our Christ Jesus.
We're over you,
your fallen angels,
your demons,
and all forces of evil.
We command you to line up in rank and file in order
and come out quickly.
We bind every power
that you have
and loose ourselves from you
in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
we ask that you would send the gifts of the Holy Spirit
as needed to minister to the needs of the people
and accomplish what you want done
here today.
We are careful to give you all the glory,
honor,
praise and credit
for everything that is said or done.
We ask all these things
in the blessed name of Jesus Christ,
our Lord, Master, and Savior.
And we take authority
over Satan
according to the whole Word of God.
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You may sit down.
Father, I ask now that you send legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to come down here and do a mighty work here, Father. Pray, Lord, now that you'd remove every loose demon from the air around us, cut off all communication of demons outside, the demons inside, and for every bit of Lake County Bible Camp, the complete extent of the property, Lord, we pray that you would cleanse it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we don't have to deal with the demons and the people. And demons, we remind you that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. We command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what He's telling you to do and go where He's telling you to go. Now, Lord, I pray that you send your warring angels, Lord, those big warring angels with their sharp two-edged swords, capable of dividing the spirit and soul asunder, and go in and cut the roots out of these demons, Father, and put a hook in their jaw and pull them out and put a chain them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and take them out, Lord. And if they intend to come back again, we pray, Lord, that you'll take them down to Tartarus, where they'll be chained up forever. And we pray now that you shine your light, the light of the Holy Spirit in there, and give them no place to hide, Father. And we separate every demon from every other demon right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We place you in separate boxes. And we ask, Lord, you send angels in there to read scriptures to them, Lord, constantly. Give them no rest, Father. And we remind you that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. And you have very little time left. And we remind you that you will bow your knee, and Satan will bow his knee to Jesus Christ, and you will call him Lord. And we command that you obey him. We command that you obey the angels now, too. Whatever they tell you to do and whatever we tell you to do, we command that you obey. And we command that your angels will stand up in the judgment. We command that you not lie to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you now for this, and we give you the credit. Now come out. We command you to come out. Every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, we command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Now we call out all delinquent personality demons and characteristics. Come out in Jesus' name. Just start coming out. We call out organic psychosis, physical. Come out in Jesus' name. We call out kinds and causes, inborn brain defects, brain infections, intoxication, head injuries, circulation disorders, seizures, bodily changes of growth and aging, tumors or cancers, unknown physical causes, general paresis, syphilitic damage. We call out alcoholic reactions, regression, pathological intoxication, acute alcoholic hallucinations, delirium tremors, Korsakoff syndrome, blackouts, alcohol and drug addiction. We call that senile dementia. We call that all symptoms. Call that release, interference, amnesia, dementia, aphasia, compensation, avoids, replaces, repeats. Go in Jesus' name. We call that all psychological discord, anxiety, escape behavior, psychotic shocks, death, deceived, divorce, hate, rejection, terror, fears of catastrophe, depressed nervous system. Come out, all psychotic depression, in emotions, physical, intellectual. Come out, discouragement. We call out discouragement, despair, despondency, hopelessness, suicide, death, morbidity. Go, the devil's deeds. Come out, all worthlessness, hopelessness, fantasy, introvert, stupor. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We call out all involutional melancholia, regret of past, fear of future, fear of change, death wish, fear of death, suicide, despair, sexual impotence, despondence. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all manic depressive, manical, wild elation, depression, distorted perverted values. Come out all psychotic mania, excessive, talking, outgoingness, laughing, shouting, artificial joy, flitting mind, spendthrift, hypomanic, flouting restraints. Come out all sexual problems accompanying psychotic mania. Promiscuous, arrogant, bold, exhibitionistic, denial. Come out all simple schizophrenia. Vagabonds, prostitutes, delinquents, wanderers, unsettled and undependable, stealing, indifferent, filthy, dangerous, disgrace. Come out all acute schizophrenia, panic, agitated, nervous breakdown. Come out all hebephrenic schizophrenia, crazy fool, silliness, disassociated emotions, peculiar delusions and hallucinations, grimaces, gestures, fantasy, insane, symbolism. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all change of life stress, male or female. Come out every spirit of guilt, uselessness, irritable, restless, headaches, heart palpitations, dizziness, sleepiness, forgetfulness, depression, regret, schizophrenia. Come out all schizophrenia. Double-minded, split-minded, no communication, detachment, fantasy, indifference, inconsistency, unreality, emotional disorders, excitement, exaggeration, hallucinations, dementia praecox, apathetic, vain imaginations, denying reality, false perceptions, delusions, false beliefs, withdrawal. Come out all catatonic schizophrenia, indifference, hostile. Come out all childish negativism, temper tantrums, killing, sheer aggressive energy, superhuman demonic strength, regression. Come out all tranquilizing drugs, Librium, Thorazine, Valium, Miltown and Equinil, Promazine, and all these other names, Lord. All these names of drugs. I call those out in Jesus' name. Chlorodiazepoxide, Chlorpromazine, Diazepam, Meclobamate, Promazine, Reserpine, Serpicil. Excuse me, I get a drink of water here. Come out all street drugs, rock music, side effects of drugs. Go. Jaundice, nausea, rashes, severe mental depression, suicidal tendency, come out all paranoid schizophrenia, disordered emotion, delusion of persecution, delusion of grandeur, anxiety, guilt, deep fear, frustration, fear of homosexuality, fears of failure, fear of competition, persuasive delusional system. Come out, all major symptoms of schizophrenia. Go, all positive symptoms. Hallucinations, auditory, somatic, tactile, visual, delusions, delusions of being controlled, delusions of mind reading, delusions of reference, guilt, grandiose, persecutory, religious, somatic, thought broadcasting, thought insertion, thought withdrawal, positive formal thought disorder, circumstantiality, derailment, distractible speech, illogicality, incoherence, pressure of speech, tangentiality, bizarre behavior, aggressive, agitating, clothing, appearance, repetitive stereotype, social, sexual behavior. Come out all negative systems, affective flattening, affective non-responsivity, decreased spontaneous movements, inappropriate effect, lack of vocal inflections, paucity of expressive gestures, poor eye contact, unchanging social expression, allogia, blocking, increase in response latency, poverty of speech content, increased physical activities, increased pleasurable activities, psychomotor agitation. I command all these spirits to come out, every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, lester. I command you to come out of God's people. Now come out of them right now. Line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Loose them and set them free. We have taken away your legal rights. They don't want you and I don't want you and God doesn't want you. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon that's been called out in every demon family, I command all those families to go. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Go. All these families, we bind your power and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Come out of him. Every demon that's been called out, every family that's been called out, every work, every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, come out of them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. You have absolutely no choice. They have taken away your legal rights, and we cast you out and we drive you out. We have power and authority over you, demons. We have total power and authority over you. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Loose them completely in the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names. Keep on coming out. You have absolutely no choice. Line up in rank and file order. Come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We'll loose ourselves from you in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against everything that's associated with delinquent personalities, everything that's associated with psychosis, everything that's been mentioned in this letter, this demonic in nature, I command you to come out of them in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of my brothers and sisters, your power is broken. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Go. Loose them and set them free. Keep on coming out. Keep on coming out. Loose them completely and set them free right now in Jesus' name. That name above all names, you have absolutely no choice but to obey. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We have that power. We are all sons of God and daughters of God. We stand with that authority that Brother George has been talking about. We stand with that authority. We exercise that authority now in Jesus' name. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Keep on coming out. Loose them and set them free. We want every last one of you that has no legal right to be there. Come out of them in Jesus' name. We have total authority over you. We have total power over you. We exercise that. We hate Satan. We hate demons. We hate what you've done to us. We hate what you've done to our family. Now come out of us. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons that have been taught about, that's listed in the Bible, that was read in the Bible. I come against every evil spirit that was in the Scripture that we read, the name of every evil spirit in that Scripture. I command you to come out too in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Come out of them in Jesus' name. That name above all names. Okay, we're doing good. It's 4:30. Let's see what I need to do here, Lauren. Okay, you know the lesson I taught them. Is there anything associated with that lesson that God has given you a name of a demon or a family of demons you want me to call out? Okay. Catatonic schizophrenia. Okay, come out, my brother and anyone else here, catatonic schizophrenia. Come out. Come out. Loose him and loose others and set him free in Jesus' name. All catatonic schizophrenia. And I call out all schizophrenia. Come out all schizophrenia in Jesus' name. Every type of schizophrenia. There's many different types of schizophrenia. Call out every type of schizophrenia, especially catatonic schizophrenia. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus' name. Come out. We bind you and cast you out. Come out of Gerard right now in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in Jesus' name. Come out of my brother Gerard. We rip you out. We put a hook in your jaw and pull you out. Come out, catatonic schizophrenia. We pull you out in the name of Jesus Christ. We forcefully eject you. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now, be gone. Come out. Catatonic schizophrenia. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Schizophrenia of all types. We command you to come out in Jesus' name.
Hereditary.
Hereditary? What?
All of these things that could be hereditary.
Okay. That's right. That's definitely true. Okay. I come against every... Okay. How am I going to do that, Lord? Okay. Maybe we ought to just do that. Okay. Stand up. Let's break generational curses of hereditary demons. Demons that come down to family and call familiar spirits. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I forgive my ancestors. And anyone else. Who has sinned against me. And loose these types of demons upon me. I forgive them.
I ask
that you forgive them.
I bless them.
And I ask that you bless them.
Now break
these curses
of the delinquent personalities
of psychosis of schizophrenia
and all related diseases
and all related demons
in the name of Jesus.
Now I command you to come out of me,
the delinquent personality demons,
psychosis demons,
and schizophrenia demons,
and related demons.
Come out of me in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Okay, come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out, the demons that they've come. We bind and cast you out and drive you away. Every demon that came down, I call out familiar spirits. I command the familiar spirits to come out in Jesus' name. Come out. The familiar spirits, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All familiar spirits that came down the family line. I come against every genetically inherited disease. Every genetically inherited disease that I've been teaching about. I command you to come out. Come out, all familiar spirits. I call out all familiar spirits. Come out, familiar spirits. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out, all familiar spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Demons that came down the family line that are familiar spirits. I come against the family of delinquent personalities, the family of psychosis, the family of schizophrenia. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. We bind your power and we cast you out of them in Jesus' name. Now go. Go these families. I call out all these demonic families. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. All these demonic families. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That name above all names. Come out. Every demon that they have taken away your legal right, I command you to go. I come against every demon that came in through a curse. Every demon that came in through a curse. Come out. Every demon that came in through a curse. We unhook you and we cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all these demons that came in through curses. We unhook you and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Come out, my brothers and sisters. They are sons and daughters of God, and you have no right to them. And we've taken away your right. We kick you out. Every demon that does not have a legal right, we kick you out and forcefully eject you in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, next.
Insanity?
Okay. That's a good one. It ties right in with this. Okay, why don't y'all stand up? Let's go through a prayer. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ.
I
forgive my ancestors
for any type of insanity,
mania,
madness,
mental illness
of any type.
I forgive them.
I ask that you forgive them.
Now break those curses on me.
And all my descendants.
In Jesus' name.
Now come out of me, spirit of mania.
Spirit of madness.
Spirit of mental illness.
Spirit of senility.
Spirit of premature senility.
Spirits of Alzheimer's disease.
Spirits of premature death.
Come out of me in Jesus' name. Okay, you may be seated. Okay, come out of them. Those demons that they have taken away your legal right, come out of them. Come out of them. All mental illness, madness, mania, mental retardation, senility, death, and premature death. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out. All death. Death, premature death, and senility, and premature senility. And the demons that old age, I come against those old age demons, and I bind and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out. All mental illness, madness, mania, mental retardation, Senility, come out of them. All the mental illness demons, we bind and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. We're not going to die before our time. We're going to live as long as God wants us to live. We're going to fight for Him as long as He lets us live. You're not going to take our life away from us, Satan. Now, we cast you out in Jesus' name. We forcefully eject you. We drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. So be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. The whole family of mental illness demons, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. Okay, next. Okay, let's deal with the psychotic. Stand up. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to deal with the psychotic demons now. We forgive our ancestors for anything they may have done that would have cursed us. We ask that you forgive them. Please forgive us, Lord, for any doors that we've opened that would allow psychotic demons to come in. And Lord, we also lift up our respiratory system where we have difficulty breathing for any reason. Forgive us, Lord, for not taking care of our bodies. And we forgive anyone else who would have cursed us, ancestors or otherwise. Now come out of us right now. Psychotic demons. Demons in the respiratory system. Pulmonary demons. Edema. Pneumonia. All types of colds. Flus. Laryngitis. Tonsillitis. Bronchitis. And all the other itises. Sinusitis. They would affect our respiratory system. We come against the demons that put fluid in the lungs. We command those to come out of us in Jesus' name. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Okay, you can be seated. I come against those psychotic demons. Come out of them right now. Psychotic demons. I call out these psychotic demons. The family of psychotic demons. Come out of them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. The family of psychotic demons. And all the related demons, the psychotic demons, I command you to come out of them in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Come out of my brothers and sisters right now in Jesus' name. Now come out of their respiratory system. I command you to come out of their respiratory system. Those demons that keep them from breathing, come out. I call out all heart palpitations and irregular heartbeats. And come out of them right now. Heart palpitations, irregular heartbeats. I call out pneumonia and colds and flus, laryngitis, tonsillitis, bronchitis. Be gone. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. I come against cancer. Come against cancer of the lungs. Man, cancer of the lungs to come out. Come out. Cancer of the lungs. It comes in through smoking or other environmental things. I come against cancer of the lungs. Come out. Cancer of the lungs right now in Jesus' name. Come out of a respiratory system. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I come against all the damage done by smoking and cigarettes. Come out. All the damage done by smoking and cigarettes. Come out. Lung cancer. We call out lung cancer in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of lung cancer. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All edema and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All heart inability of the heart to get the oxygen to the lungs. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. And I command the damage to come out in Jesus' name. The damaged bronchial tubes, come out. The damaged bronchial tubes, come out. Spirits of sinusitis, come out. Come out of our sinuses right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Sinusitis, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of us right now. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Now come out of our lungs. The feeling, the fluid coming into our lungs. Command the fluid coming that comes into our lungs. They'll try to choke us and kill us. I hate you and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out, the fluid that will try to fill up our lungs and kill us. I command you to come out in Jesus' name, where we can't breathe. I come against shortness of breath. Come out, shortness of breath. And I come against the hyperventilation. Come out, shortness of breath and hyperventilation. Come out, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Be gone. Shortness of breath and hyperventilation. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, the inability to breathe. Come out of the respiratory system right now in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, next. What? Behavioral disorder. Okay, that fits in. Okay, stand up. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me for behavioral disorders. I forgive my ancestors where they've loosed familiar spirits upon me. And I break those curses. Forgive me for sinning against my body. And I command those spirits of behavioral disorders to come out of me. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. Come out of them behavioral disorders. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out the whole family of behavioral disorders. We bind your power and cast you out and drive you away. Come out of them behavioral disorders. All that is associated with them, that whole family, we bind and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Come out. I come against the antisocial behavioral disorders. Come out. Antisocial behavioral disorders. Come out of them. Come out of them. Antisocial behavioral disorders. Come out. I come against all the demons that cause us to where we're not normal, where we don't take a bath, or we don't dress, or we don't brush your teeth, I come against the personal hygiene demons. Come out of us, the personal hygiene demons, where it causes us to be where we don't take care of ourselves, where people don't want to be around us. Come out. I come against any type of demonic odor. I come against demonic body odors, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of demonic body odors and antisocial demons. Come out of them right now. Demonic body odors, antisocial demons. I come against those demons of improper hygiene. Come out of my brothers and sisters right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone, all antisocial behavior demons. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, where we don't fit in. We're not normal. We're abnormal because we won't fit in. We do this deliberately. Come out. I come against all rebellion. I come against all rebellion against society. Come out, all rebellion against society. Be gone in Jesus' name. Come out, rebellion against society, where we do things deliberately to offend other people. Come out. Come out, all these offensive demons. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. What did you say?
Phobias.
Okay, stand up. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive my ancestors and anyone else who has put fears upon me and phobias upon me. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, where I've accepted these demons, where I have feared them, where I feared man rather than fearing God. I'm sorry, Lord. I repent. I will have faith and trust in you. Now come out of me right now. Fears of all times. And phobias of all times. Now sit down, and I want you to call out particular fears and phobias that you have, like agoraphobia or fear of heights or whatever. Okay, I'm going to come against them too, and I want you to call them out of yourself as I call these out. Come out. Come out, fears of all types and phobias of all types. There's 210 recognized phobias by psychiatrists. Come out of them. Come out, the 210 recognized phobias. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out, fears of all types, especially come against those demons that have to do with fear of God. Come out, the demons that have to do with demonic fear of God, like fear of lost salvation. Come out right now. All these demons that have the demonic fear of God, come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out right now. And I come against all the fears of death. Come out, all the fears of death. We fear death and we fear old age and so forth. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We fear disease. Be gone. Come out of them fears of all types and phobias of all types. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out of them right now. I come against all stress. Come out, stress and so forth is tied in with fear. Come out of them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone, all stress and demons that are tied in with fear. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out, all stress, anxiety, fear, dread, worry, apprehension, tension, pressure. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Loosen. Loosen my brothers and sisters right now. You will be gone in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All fears and phobias in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, ma'am.
Accidents.
Accidents? Okay. That's a good one. Stand up. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ. I forgive my ancestors and anyone else, especially occult, witchcraft, Satan worship, people that hate me and my family, who would curse me with psychic prayers or direct curses. I forgive them and ask you forgive them. For putting upon me accidents and being accident prone and breaking bones and having to be in the hospital. I forgive them. Now break these curses upon me. I break curses of the bone breaker, the bone crusher, accident proneness, And I command the spirits to come out of me. Spirits of accidents. Bone breaker. Bone crusher. Accident proneness. Come out of me in Jesus' name. Right now. You may be seated. Come out of them right now. Spirits of being accident prone, a bone breaker, bone crusher, where we've broken our arms and our legs. Come out. I command you to come out of my sister back. I bind you and cast you out of her with a cast on her arm. Now come out right now. Bone breaker, bone crusher, accident proneness. Come out right now. Come out. That whole family of demons that cause us to... Come out, spirit. I call out spirits of illness, injury, trauma. Come out. Illness, injury, and trauma. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. All traumas. Traumas, illnesses, and injuries. Come out of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Go. Come out of them. You're not going to break our bones. You're not going to cause us to fall. We are not going to have accidents in our cars and as we're walking around or whatever. Come out of us. All these accident demons that cause us to be accident prone. We bind your power and we cast you out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken. You will go. All accident proneness, bone breaker, bone crusher, a whole family of demons, Lord. I can't remember all their names. But I command you to come out of us in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I come against all demons that come in. Any demons that come into us when we've had a broken bone, I command you to come out of the legs, the hips, the arms, the elbows, the wrist. The fingers come out of the joints. The demons that come in through we've had an accident and we can no longer walk. We can no longer use our arms. We can't raise our arms. We can't use our hands. We can't close our hands. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. Come out of every joint in the body. We bind and I come against that arthritis that comes in. I come against the arthritis that comes in through the accident. Come out. Come out, spirit of arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. Come out of our bones, our joints, our marrow. I command you to come out right now. Come out the whole family of arthritis, all those itises. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of the bones, the joints, the marrow. Come out of us right now. We can no longer use our joints like we used to use because of accident. Now come out, loose us and set us free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, you have no choice. You will come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of our joints. Be gone. Come out of our joints right now in Jesus' name. We bind you and cast you out and drive you away in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of the joints right now. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. You're not going to kill us. I come against all that. Come against crippling arthritis. Come out. Crippling arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. All those crippling demons that cripple us through arthritis and we can't do the work of the Lord. We hate you, demons. Now come out of us. We bind your power and cast you out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. All rheumatoid arthritis, crippling arthritis, arthritis of any type, no matter how mild or how severe. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. All that arthritis. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command that cancer to go too. All the cancer that comes in. Come out. Spirits of cancer. Praise God. Okay, stand up. I need to take you through another prayer. Okay, Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive anyone who has hurt me, no matter how bad, no matter for what reason, that's caused me to enter into bitterness and open the door for cancer and arthritis and other diseases, severe diseases, death-dealing diseases, crippling diseases of any type. I forgive them, Lord. I ask that you forgive them. I bless them, Lord. I ask that you bless them. And I command these demons to come out of me in Jesus' name. Come out of me right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All cancer, arthritis, crippling diseases, crippling infirmities, crippling sicknesses of any type. I break these curses on me. And I cast you demons out of me. You will come out of every organ in my body. You'll come out of every system in my body. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Okay, you may be seated. Now come out. Come out, all cancer. Come out, spirits of cancer. I call out spirits of cancer and dormant cancer. Come out, tumors, growths. Come out, tumors, growths. I call out those growths in female organs. I come against all these growths in female organs. Come out. Every growth in the female organs, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. All these growths that women have in the female organs. I bind, I cast you out, and I drive you away in Jesus' name. Now go. come out cancer and tumors of all kinds and growths. I come against warts and moles and corns and calluses and so forth, any type of growth on our body. I come against every growth on the skin system that is not normal. I come against every growth on the skin system. And I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command you to die in Jesus' name. I command you to come off of them. I command you to drop off of them right now. To come off of their skin system right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, all warts and growths and moles and tumors and so forth. Come out of them right now. Skin cancer. I come in spirits of skin cancer. And I command that to go in Jesus' name. Come out, skin cancer. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of skin cancer. Now come out. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out of every organ in their body. Come out. I call out cancer that comes in through bitterness. I command that spirit of bitterness to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The spirit of bitterness, cancer that comes in through bitterness, arthritis that comes in through bitterness. Come out, the whole family of bitterness. And I come against all these diseases, infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Come out of every organ. Come out of every organ in the body, every system in the body. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. I come against every crippling disease in the book. I come against every disease. Jesus was beaten with 39 stripes on the cross. There's 39 families of disease. I come against the 39 families of diseases. And I command you to come out of my brothers and sisters. Be gone. Be gone, the 39 families of diseases. I come against every terminal disease. Every terminal disease, illness, injury. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All illnesses, all traumas, all accidents. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in Jesus' name. Be gone. Yes, ma'am.
Osteogenesis imperfecto. The brittle bone syndrome.
Okay, osteogenesis?
Imperfecto. From heredity. It's called the brittle bone disease.
Is that osteoporosis?
Yes. No. No, this is the bones that just break all the time.
Okay, come up here and help me. Okay, stand up. Okay, take the people through a prayer and I'll help you.
Okay. Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
Okay, follow her.
And we thank you that you have taught us to pray. And part of it is deliver us from evil. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I deliver myself. I deliver my ancestral history. And I deliver my brothers and sisters from the osteogenesis imperfecto. The brittle bone syndrome. And in the name of Jesus, we command you, Satan, to leave. And we speak healing to the bones. Regeneration of the bones. Now. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, come out. You heard your name called. Come out of people right now. Come out. All these, I come against all the brittle bone diseases. Come out of them. All the brittle bone diseases. All osteoarthritis. All osteoporosis. Especially in the women. I come against those diseases, especially in the women. I command you to come out of the women right now. Come out. Osteoporosis. The brittleness of the bones. I hate you, brittleness of the bones. I bind you and I cast you out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All brittleness of the bones. I come against the porosity of the bones, where the bones are not dense. I come against the porosity of the bones. Now come out of them. The demons that have to do with osteoporosis, the porosity of the bones, where the bones are not dense and they lose. I come against all loss of calcium. Come against the demons that cause us to lose calcium, and we can't. And as we get older, we can't get calcium to our bones. And especially come against those in the women. I hate you, demons. Now come out of the women right now in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Osteoporosis, brittle bones, the diseases that my sister called out. I command you to come out of them in Jesus' name. Now go. Come out of the women right now in Jesus' name. I come against every demon. I come against the demons that come into the women through change of life and menopause. I come against those demons that come in through change of life and menopause where they start losing bone mass. Now come out of them right now. Come out, the demons that come in through change of pause and change of life and menopause. Come out of them right now. Come out. Loose them and set them free. Come out of their bones right now in Jesus' name. You will not kill them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and cast you out in Jesus' name. Okay, next. Yes, sister.
The personality that you held on to,
too, that was kind of, that you said I'm never going to change.
Right.
One that just kind of.
Okay.
I
don't remember the particular name, but I remember the characteristic. Okay, come up here. Okay, I want you to stand up. I want you to take them through a prayer. And just use the characteristics of the demon. We don't have to know the exact name. Okay, take them through a prayer. And repeat after.
Lord, I take accountability of my sins and the generational sins of my forefathers, of loving to have an ill will, to get my point across, being hateful and ruling people with hatefulness and having the personality of an ill will to get done what I want done. And I break the vows that I'm not going to change and that it's never going to go away. And Lord, I ask you to separate this personality from me and cleanse my womb conception with the blood of Jesus from all defilement. And I break soul ties with my parents that treated me this way. And I sever every cord of control, linking their souls to mine. And I call my soul and spirit back from them. And I send their souls and spirits back to them. And I exchange their image for the image of Christ in Jesus' name.
Okay, now call out the demons.
I command every spirit of this personality. I take the people out from the unlawful authority of this ill will personality of schizophrenia, of ruling their children over with an ill will and a personality. I command it to loose us in Jesus' name. We break generational curses, ancestral curses, cultural curses, soul type curses back 10 generations, and I command every demonic force of the personality, I'm never going to change, it's never going to go away. I cut the silver cord tying you to your mother, tying me to my father. I command the familiar spirits of my mother of controlling and maneuvering me in an evil way to get her point across, to make me do what I want her to do. I break the power of that control in Jesus' name. I command the familiar spirits of my mother, my grandmother. We cut that silver cord. We cut it in Jesus' name by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ with the sword of the Spirit, and we command it to be broken. We break covenants, evil covenants with our mothers and fathers, and we make holy covenant with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command every evil covenant that would tie us to our mother or our father, keep us acting that way, that personality, we command it to loose us in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Okay, keep on coming out. The demons that she's called out, that you've taken away the legal rights, just keep on coming out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we cast you out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Come. These demons must come out. You have no legal right to be there. We bind your power and we cast you out and we drive you away in Jesus' name. Come out of my sister. Loose her. Loose her and set her free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. That's right, that name above all names. Thank you, Lord. Be gone, keep on coming out. Every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. Your power is broken, we drive you out in Jesus' name. We break your power, demons, we break your power. Command you come out. Every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. Be, come out of my sister, come out of my brothers and sisters. Be gone. Be gone in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Complete. We command the complete cleansing in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names. Okay, y'all stand up. I'm going to pray that God will heal us, and I'm going to pray for the food. It's 5 o'clock. Lord Jesus Christ, I lift up my brothers and sisters. Lord, I just thank you for the glorious time we've had here today. Lord, I just thank you for the victory, Lord, the victories that you have given us, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, and I thank you, Father. And Lord, All the glory goes to you. None of the glory goes to us. All the credit goes to you. None of the credit goes to us, Lord. Lord, you are the deliverer, Father. And we're only your vessels, Father. You are the deliverer. And I thank you, Lord, for delivering this people of all that they have been through today. And Lord, I ask now in the name of Jesus that you would heal them, Lord. Heal them the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Anything, Lord, that where any type of illness, injury, disease that we've been dealing with, if there's anything left in there, Lord, I ask that you heal them, Lord. Heal every organ in their body, every system in their body, Father. Lord, we just thank you now for your deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. And Lord, now we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just fill us. Fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Everywhere the demons have vacated, Lord, we want more of your Spirit. We want more fullness of your Spirit. So fill us, Lord. Fill those vacant places, Father. And Lord, now in the name of Jesus Christ, we drive these demons out. We drive every demon out that's been cast out. We drive it off of this property in Jesus' name. We ask legions of angels to escort every loose demon away from us in Jesus' name. And we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, we just thank you for Tony and the crew back there, Lord, and all the wonderful food that they have cooked for us, Lord. Lord, we ask your special blessings upon them, Lord. That you'd really bless them, Lord, for what they do, Lord. And help them to feel, Lord, that they're appreciated and they're important, Father. And, Lord, that they're necessary, Lord. They truly are necessary, Lord, and they truly are important. And let them have a real good feeling about what they do, Father. And, Lord, we ask that your blessings upon this food, that you'd bless it with all spiritual blessings.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and bless them with all spiritual blessings, Father. And we break every curse upon the food and every curse upon the kitchen crew and every curse upon us, Lord. And we eat the food with thanksgiving, Father. And make us into fit temples the Holy Spirit to reside in. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's eat.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.